The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, almighty and all-merciful, once chaos gave way before your command, and your creation stood forth, structured, wonderful, to call forth melody from all the singing stars. Our wild rebellion shivered and blackened all that, called a chaos down more fearful than the first. And you have spoken a word more powerful, your word of love, your Son. And you have made us a gift intolerable, the first fruits of your new and righteous world. You have made us sons. A gift intolerable. How shall we show forth the splendor of the world to come, the home of righteousness which shall one day live here unbroken and entire? We cannot, but your word can. Oh, let it work in us, that word implanted in our midst, your creative word, and let us bring forth summer fruits for you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you. A reading from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. As surely as God is faithful, our word to you has not been yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, whom we proclaimed among you, Silvanus and Timothy and I, was not yes and no, but in him it is always yes. For all the promises of God find their yes in him. That is why it is through him that we utter our amen to God for his glory. And it is God who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us and who has also put his seal on us and given us his Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. But I call God to witness against me. It was to spare you that I refrained from coming again to Corinth. Not that we lord it over your faith, but we work with you for your joy, for you stand firm in your faith. This is the word of the Lord.
La lectura de la Sagrada Escritura se encuentra en 2 Corintios capítulo 1. Dios es testigo fiel de que nosotros no le decimos a ustedes sí y no al mismo tiempo, porque Jesucristo, el Hijo de Dios, que Silvano, Timoteo y yo les hemos predicado, no ha sido sí y no, sino que siempre ha sido sí en Él, porque todas las promesas de Dios en Él son sí. Por eso, por medio de Él, también nosotros decimos amén, para la gloria de Dios. Y es el Dios que nos confirma con ustedes en Cristo, y es Dios el que nos ha ungido, y es Dios el que también nos ha marcado con su sello, y el que como garantía ha puesto al Espíritu en nuestros corazones. Así que pongo a Dios por testigo de que si aún no he pasado por Corinto, ha sido por consideración a ustedes. No es nuestra intención dirigir la fe de ustedes, sino colaborar con ustedes para que tengan gozo, pues por la fe se mantienen firmes. Hermanos y hermanas, es palabra de Dios.
I am reading the scripture from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18 to 24, by my own language, Ethiopian Amharic language. እግዚአብሔር ታማኝ እንደሆነ ሁሉ ለእናንተ የምንናገረው ቃላችን አሁን እና አይደለም ሊሆን አይችልም። ምክንያቱም እኔም ሆንኩ ሲላስ ጢሞቴዎስ እኛ የሰበክንላችሁ እግዚአብሔር ልጅ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ አሁን እና አይደለም አልነበረም። ነገር ግን በእርሱ ዘወትር አሁን ነው። በእግዚአብሔር የተሰጡት ተስፋዎች ሁሉ አሁን የሚሆኑት በእርሱ ነውና እኛም በእርሱ አማካይነት ለእግዚአብሔር ክብር አሜን የምንለው በዚህ ምክንያት ነው። እንግዲህ እኛንም እናንተንም በክርስቶስ ጸንተን እንድንቆም የሚያደርገን እግዚአብሔር ነው። የቀባንም እርሱ ነው። የርሱ ለመሆናችን ማህተሙን ያተመብን ደግሞ ወደፊት ለምናገኘው ነገር የመንፈሱን ዋስትና በልቦናችን ያኖረ እርሱ ነው። ወደ ቆሮንቶስ ተመልሼ አልመጣሁት እንዳላሳዝናችሁ ብዬ ነው። ይህ እውነት ካልሆነ እግዚአብሔር ይመስክርብኝ። ጸንታችሁ የምትቆሙት በእምነት ስለሆነ ደስ እንዲላችሁ ከናንተ ጋር እንሰራለን እንጂ በእምነታችሁ ላይ ለመሰልጠን አይደለም። This is the word of the Lord.
Oh, in the glory of the Father. And then he will repay everyone for what has been done. Truly, I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Amen. Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. It is my privilege and it is my pleasure to welcome all of you, and especially our entering seminarians, to Concordia Seminary. In this sermon, I want to invite you to come. Come with us. Come with faculty, come with staff, come with other seminarians, come with alumni. Come with us and have in these next years a life-enriching experience. At the beginning of this sermon, let me plant a picture in your mind. The picture of an aircraft carrier. Come. Come with us. Come on board the USS Concordia. Come. Come on board and experience and learn about the height, the depth, and the breadth of following Jesus Christ in the world the way it really is today. Come and learn more about the depth of sin. Some of you will meet a Christian worker in the city by the name of Steve. And Steve told a few of us last week about what happened in his neighborhood. He lives in a tough part of the city, North St. Louis. And he told about a father with a teenage daughter. And the fathers had a friend who wanted that teenage daughter for sexual reasons. And so the father prostituted his teenage daughter to his friend. And as she was going off, being led off, he whispered in her ear, "This will help Daddy pay the rent." Talk about the depth of sin. But it's not only out there. How deep is the ocean? How dark is the ocean miles down? Your heart and my heart is deeper and darker. The psalmist says, "Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults." So come on board and get to know more about the terrible depth and darkness of sin in the world the way it is today, but also come on board and learn about the gospel that comes down. It is not in us. It comes down to us. As the seminary motto says, light from above, anothen to phos, light for this dark world. Here the focus is on the gospel that comes down. The gospel by which life and immortality is brought to life, to yours and to mine. And this gospel that comes down from on high permeates the community of Concordia Seminary, and it emanates from the highest ground on this campus, this chapel. So come and take in all the light from above that you can, and come on board and experience the breadth of the mission in the world the way it is today. What a wide mission field we have. Through resident field education, through your institutional modules, through vicarage, through cross-cultural experiences in the United States and outside of the United States, through all of these, you should not only be aware of the wideness of the mission, but also, if you don't already have it, you should get a sense of humility. You should realize how precious little we know. But the little that we know is oh so precious. And we want to get out there and share it with those who are in the darkness and the depth and contending with sin. So come, come with us, come with faculty, staff, students, come on board and experience what it means to follow Jesus Christ. Not just to be a Christian, but to follow Jesus Christ in the world the way it is today. Over the years, I have had the opportunity to observe many congregations and to observe many congregational cultures. Every place has its culture. A culture is the assumptions, the attitudes, the conducts, the proper things to do and the improper things to do, those things that are applauded and those things that are discouraged. Every place has its culture. The family that has an abusive parent has a culture that will be passed on, unfortunately, for many generations if it is not changed. Well, every congregation has a culture, too. Some years ago, I was invited to preach in Central Illinois, a big congregation, big Gothic building, not unlike this. And I obviously got to the church a little bit before it was time for the service. And I walked into the narthex, and I had my alb on my arm. And I walked in there and stood in the narthex. And there were two or three little clusters of people standing around talking with one another. And not a one of them came up to greet me. Not a one of them. I stood there like a leper holding his white leper's robe. And I got the sense of that culture. And the rest of the morning confirmed it. I didn't want to be there for nothing except that I was supposed to preach and had to be there. Concordia Seminary has a culture, too. You can't find the culture in the student handbook, the academic catalog, or in your course syllabi. The culture is not really spelled out in the mission statement, the vision statement, or even the core values of Concordia Seminary, although I certainly hope those things will reflect our culture. But a seminary has its culture. And it is our hope that in the years that are ahead, you will be part of this culture, you will start to sense this culture, you will start to sniff out what is it that makes this place the way it is. And then, this is key, this is really key, that as you participate and absorb and contribute to this campus culture, you will then also take it into the congregations to where you will be sent, that you will engender the culture that you experience here, share it, nurture it over many years with the people to whom the Lord has sent you to minister. Now, what makes for a healthy culture? St. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, all the promises of God are yes in Jesus Christ. A congregation with a healthy culture, a seminary with a healthy culture, will be a culture of yes in Jesus Christ. That doesn't mean that everything you and I want is going to get a yes. It doesn't mean that you're going to get a yes and a on every class that you take. It doesn't mean that the professor will say yes when you keep on turning in assignments late. It does not mean yes to fiscal irresponsibility. It doesn't mean yes to a lot of things, because the fact is we're not under the dominion of the law, but we still are under the law. And there are things that must be done. But underneath it all, you get a sense of a healthy culture, because it is founded on yes to us in Jesus Christ. All the promises of God are yes in Jesus Christ. When he promised in Ezekiel chapter 18 that the soul that sinneth it shall die, that promise is fulfilled by Jesus Christ on the cross and his sacrificial death in my place, in your place. And when in Psalm 118 we get this promise, I shall not die but live. Apply that to yourself. That promise is fulfilled by Jesus Christ and his resurrection. He is the first fruits of those who sleep. And when we have all the other promises of God, like Psalm 37, commit your way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. That promise too is fulfilled in Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power. And so it goes throughout the entire word of God. All the promises that fill the pages of sacred scripture come together and are fulfilled in Jesus Christ. That is why it is so important in all that we do here together, learning how, teaching how to preach, to lead worship, to teach exegesis, systematics, history. It is so important that in all that you and I do together, we put our mind, our heart, our total devotion, and our total personality on Jesus Christ. And we want to grow more and more, you and I, into that frame of mind of the psalmist in the 73rd Psalm, when he says, whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My heart and my flesh may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Jesus Christ. And we got to work at this. Faculty, staff, friends, family, students, we all have to work at this. St. Paul says in verse 24 of the same chapter, not that we lord it over your faith, but we are co-workers for the joy that comes from faith in the promises of God. Co-workers for faith. Now, faith is a slippery word. A lot of words that ministers and professors and seminarians throw around are very slippery, and they can even be dangerous, misleading. One of the goals that you have to have here, and there are many, but one of the goals is to be able to understand and explain theological jargon in ways that normal people can understand. Faith is simply hanging on to the promises of God, hanging on to the promises that are fulfilled in Jesus Christ, hanging on for dear life. Because literally, you and I are staking our life on the promises that are fulfilled in Jesus Christ. You have only one soul. I have only one soul. That's it, friends. And you have to pay attention, hang on for the dear life of your soul to the Savior, Jesus Christ. Martin Luther, in a beautiful passage, talks about how faith, hanging on to Jesus Christ, produces joy in us. Faith, he says in his preface to the Romans, faith is a living, daring confidence in God's grace, so sure and certain that the believer would stake his life on it 1,000 times. Get that? You're staking your life on this. Pull up on your porch with that thought later today. You are staking your life on this. This knowledge of and confidence in God's grace makes men glad and happy and bold in dealing with God and with all creatures. And this is the work which the Holy Spirit performs in faith. Not that we lord it over your faith, but we are co-workers for your joy, for you stand by faith. You take this sermon to heart. We take the gospel in this place to heart. And this will be a culture that is filled with helpers of joy. And may more and more of our congregations be the same. So, to wrap this up, come. Come with us. Come with faculty, staff, students into an enriching experience, and come on board the USS Concordia. Now, let me ask you a question. And I don't want you to come up with any highfalutin answer to this question. Simple-minded question, because that's the kind of guy I am. What is the mission of an aircraft carrier? Don't come up with any military jargon, any war plan, any philosophizing or theologizing about aircraft carriers and kingdoms and all that stuff. Just talk plainly. What is the mission of an aircraft carrier? Isn't it to launch airplanes? Well, yeah. Yeah. And that's why you're here. That's why you are invited to come on board this Concordia, to experience this culture, this word of the gospel that finds its fulfillment in Jesus Christ, and to be launched as helpers of joy into this dark and desperate world. You are here to be launched as a helper of joy. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. I now will begin the long, joyous installation of our new workers. So I would invite those who are listed on the front of today's worship folder to step forward and gather behind the lectern, and Professor Zalowski and Rockenbach, if you would come to the center area, but the rest of you who are listed, all come forward, cluster over behind the lectern, and we'll get on with this. Yes, sir. That's why you're professors.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Reverend Joel Olowski and Reverend Mark Rackenbach have been called to be professors at Concordia Seminary. About the offices which they now assume, the Word of God gives us these commands in 1 Timothy chapter 4. Do not neglect the gift you have, which was given to you by prophecy when the council of elders laid their hands on you. Practice these things. Devote yourself to them so that all may see your progress. Keep a close watch on yourself and on your teaching. Persist in this, for by so doing you will save both yourself and your hearers. Dear brothers in Christ, the Lord grant that you receive and keep these words in your hearts so that you may be strengthened and encouraged in your labors. It is the mission of Concordia Seminary to prepare men for the office of the holy ministry of word and sacraments, to prepare women for diaconal ministry, and to further the mission of the Lord of the Church through advanced studies and continuing education. To that end, the seminary seeks to equip the students with the knowledge, attitudes, and skills requisite for this holy ministry, leading students to acquire the knowledge, skills that are requisite for the desired outcomes of our formation programs. I therefore ask you, do you solemnly promise to instruct and guide the students at this seminary in accord with the mission entrusted to us? If so, answer, this is my solemn promise before God.
This is my solemn promise before God.
Will you show yourselves to be a visible, collaborative, and positive contributor to the life of our community? If so, answer, yes.
Yes.
Will you earnestly seek God's strengthening grace through prayer, private devotion, mutual conversation, and corporate worship with us? If so, answer, yes, God helping me.
Yes, God helping me.
You want to kneel? Joel Olowski, I install you as Associate Professor of Historical Theology and Director of the Center for the Study of Early Christian Texts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Mark Rackenbach, I install you as Associate Professor of Practical Theology and Director of Personal Growth and Leadership Development in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God enable you both to will and to do according to His good pleasure. Congratulations. You may return to your seats, and I invite Dr. Borcherding, Reverend Eggold, and Mrs. Biggs to step forward. Dr. Borcherding is an ordained minister of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. He has been called to serve as Director of Research, Assessment, and Academic Programming. That's a pretty long nameplate, Alan. In this important position, Dr. Borcherding is responsible for demonstrating to the church, to the academic world, and to our accrediting agencies that Concordia Seminary is indeed fulfilling our mission through our formation curricula. Reverend Daniel Eggold is also an ordained minister of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. He has been called to serve as admissions counselor. Reverend Eggold will help identify quality students to prepare for the service of holy ministry, encourage them to a life of service in the church, guide and shepherd them through admission and matriculation, and continue to show care and affection for them during their seminary days and subsequent service. And his work will require much travel, for which reason we promise our care and concern for your wife and family. And Mrs. Vicki Biggs has been appointed to serve as Senior Vice President for Seminary Advancement. In this position, she will be responsible for the important task of communicating Concordia Seminary's mission to the church and world, for guiding the seminary's efforts to provide the funding necessary for this mission, and to do all in a collaborative, joyful spirit knowing and demonstrating that this is the Lord's work and we are his stewards. I now ask all of you, do you solemnly promise to conduct your respective offices in accordance with the mission of Concordia Seminary and in accordance with the Word of God and the teachings and practices of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod? If so, answer, this is my solemn promise before God.
This is my solemn promise before God.
Will you earnestly seek God's strengthening grace through faithful congregational worship and participation, and with us through participation in the seminary's corporate, spiritual, and worship life? If so, answer, yes, God helping me.
Yes, God helping me.
Alan Borkerding, I install you as Director of Research, Assessment, and Academic Programming in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daniel Eggold, I install you as Admissions Counselor in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Vicki Biggs, I install you as Senior Vice President for Seminary Advancement in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Always abound in the work of the Lord. Congratulations, and you may return to your seats. Is there anyone left we haven't put to work yet? Please step forward. The people before us have faithfully served Concordia Seminary for many years in various capacities. Their spirit of service has led them to accept additional administrative responsibilities and appointments in service to our Savior through the mission of this seminary. Dr. Gerhard Bode assumes the position of Dean of Advanced Studies. Dr. Joel Okamoto is to be installed as the Waldemar and Mary Griesbach Chair in Systematic Theology. This chair was established by Mrs. Mary Griesbach in memory of her beloved husband, Waldemar Griesbach, and in honor of Joel's father, Reverend Toshio Okamoto. Would you stand up, sir? We are glad you are here, and we thank you for your son. Talk about serving for a long time. Dr. Andrew Bartelt assumes the duty of director of our Pioneering and Excellence Specific Ministry Program, and Dr. Wallace Becker assumes the duties of assistant director of the Specific Ministry Program. In addition to other duties you already carry, are you ready to take up your new administrative positions in service to the ministry of our Lord through Concordia Seminary? If so, answer and say, yes. Gerhard Bode, I install you as Dean of Advanced Studies. Joel Okamoto, I install you as the Waldemar and Mary Griesbach Chair in Systematic Theology. Andrew Bartelt, I install you as Director of the Specific Ministry Program. Wallace Becker, I install you as Assistant Director of the Specific Ministry Program, and all in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The everlasting arms continue to sustain you in life and in your service to our Savior. Congratulations. At this time, I invite forward staff members who have joined us since the last opening service. As they're coming forward, the amount of work on this campus is amazing, and it is a highly complex organization that furthers the mission of our Savior. And in every office, we have precious people who are serving the Lord's mission through Concordia Seminary. And we want to recognize those who have joined us since the last opening service. Holy Scripture admonishes us that in all things should be done decently and in order. To that end, the positions in which each of you serves have been established to further the mission of our Savior through Concordia Seminary. I now ask you, will you fulfill your respective duties with diligence in work, with a collaborative spirit with faculty, staff, and students, and as God helps you, in accordance with the mission and policies of Concordia Seminary? If so, answer and say, I will. Now, if you would turn, please, and face the assembly, and I am honored to introduce our new and relatively new co-workers. Some have joined us some months ago. If you would turn and face the assembly in alphabetical order, I think. Mrs. Marla Bostic is our campus store cashier. Mrs. Cindy Bunty, is she here? Okay, she is our food bank coordinator. Ms. Kathy Daniels is executive assistant to the provost. Mrs. Selena Haupt is women's coordinator of Families in Transition, FIT team. Mrs. Laura Hemmers, director of financial aid. Ms. Courtney Hendrickson is health and wellness assistant. Where is she? Oh, okay. Forgive me. I'm always the last to find out. Mrs. Marie Jowett is accounting manager. Mrs. Latrita Kinney is administrative assistant for Mission Shift. Is Latrita here? No. Mrs. Tiffany Leong is communications specialist. Mr. Mark Marshall is a gift officer. Ms. Gina Matzenbacher is administrative assistant to the registrar. Ms. Michelle Meyer is graphic designer. Did you wave? You gotta watch those Myers. Mrs. Alex Ann O'Brien is campus services coordinator. And Mr. Joel Shedlowski is technical services librarian. Okay. We thank you for your participation with us in this precious work. We promise to work with you for your joy and faith, and we pray God's blessings upon all our labors together. Congratulations. You may return to your seats.
Mr. President, permission to announce the vicarage assignments? Thank you, sir. The specific ministry pastor program is a program that combines online courses, residential weeks, and ministry within a congregation as a local context for learning. That local context for learning is called a vicarage. This year, we have 9 new SMP students who have become vicars. Last Tuesday, the Ministerial Placement Committee of the Council of Presidents, acting as the Board of Assignments for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, made the following vicarage assignments for the SMP program, and I ask if the students will please stand and face me. They are Anthony Celia, Waters Ed Lutheran Church in Frisco, Texas, Nicholas Court, Risen Savior Lutheran Church in Wichita, Kansas, Charles Fenton, Eastern Heights Lutheran Church, St. Paul, Minnesota, Matthew Hauser, Peace Lutheran Church in Saginaw, Michigan, Jared Jett Jones at St. John Lutheran Church, Mansfield, Texas, Curtis Lanham, Cross Point Community Church, Katy, Texas, Michael Phillips, Grace Lutheran Fellowship in Romeo, Michigan, Thomas Center, Campus Lutheran Church, Columbia, Missouri, and Sing Vang, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Please stand and let us welcome you as new students to Concordia Seminary, St. Louis. Turn, please. At the same time the SMP students were approved for vicarage and assigned, we also had two students from the Cross Cultural Ministry Center at Concordia University in Irvine assigned vicarages. And they were Jacob Bosling, the Pacific Southwest District Christ Greenfield Lutheran Church in Gilbert, Arizona, and James Toma, Pacific Southwest District Redeemer Lutheran Church in Huntington Beach, California.
I invite you to stand to pray. O Father, in your loving kindness through your Son's cross and resurrection and by the Holy Spirit's word of truth, we pray for this seminary and its regents, faculty, and staff, especially in thanksgiving for the new members of the faculty, Professors Olowski and Rockenbach, and all new members of the staff, for the students, especially those new to the campus, and the distance students in the CHS, EIIT, and DIT programs, and the SMP program, especially the new vicars present today, and all who support this seminary in any way, especially those present with us today. To sustain our bodies in their tasks, to refresh body and spirit with wholesome play, to hallow our enjoyment of all useful arts, to give wisdom and patience to those who teach and those who learn, to give us all a spirit that is teachable in every way, we implore you, hear us, good Lord, to bless us as we speak your word to others, to give courage to every testimony of our lives and lips, to make this seminary a light of your word to many, to lift our eyes to behold the needs of all people around us, to comfort those who mourn with the hope that is found alone in Christ risen from the dead, to make us mindful of the brother who is near as well as the stranger who is far, to help us to live not unto ourselves, but unto him who died for us and rose again. We implore you, hear us, good Lord, to bless the administrators of this seminary, to sustain and reward all who minister to our needs in this place, especially those newly installed to positions of service, to sustain in body and spirit our families who support us, to encourage and guide our pastors in every ministry of the word, to protect our missionaries, especially those who are lonely or in danger. We implore you, hear us, good Lord, to enliven our hearts to fellowship in Christ, to keep us both kind in judgment and ready to help in weakness, to defend us from pride and the desire to be right for our own sake, to give us the mind of Christ, to esteem others better than ourselves, to make us faculty, staff, and students from every program and every ethnicity, one in Christ, who is the head of the body. We implore you, hear us, good Lord. Hear our prayers, faithful Father, and renew us by your Holy Spirit, that we may joyfully love and serve you and one another through him who is the church's head, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Peace be with you. Diane, peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you.
Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Renee, peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Please stand. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who out of love for his fallen creation humbled himself by taking on the form of a servant, becoming obedient unto death, even death upon a cross. Risen from the dead, he has freed us from eternal death and given us life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and to drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. Everyone who hungers with true faith, come to the table. Eat what is good and live. Thank you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and keep you in both body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in joy and peace. Amen.
The Lord has helped this seminary for 175 years. And we pray that he who has hitherto helped us will help us in this new year and in all the years that are to come as we fix our eyes on Jesus. Recognizing that we would serve him as we ought, but that because of our sinful flesh, we can best serve him with his grace as we are able. We begin a new year with great energy and devotion and a passion for Jesus Christ and his mission. Therefore, I declare the 176th academic year of Concordia Seminary now open in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Please stand to pray. O Father of justice, truth, and love, we give thanks to you that you illumine our way through life with the words of your Son, especially in the bread and wine of this supper. Give us the light we need, awaken us to the needs of others, and at the end, bring all your children throughout the world to your feast. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory forever. Amen. May God the Father, the sower, make you good and fertile soil. May his Son, Christ the seed, bloom and grow in your words and actions. And may the fruitful Spirit bring forth a bountiful yield in your lives. God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.